Did y'all move directly into a mill house?
Well, when we we were married about a year before we moved to the mill village.
Where did you live before you moved into mill village?
We lived up there. Okay.
During World War II, when Papa had gone to war, you worked in the mill, right?
Yes.
What all did y'all do different during the war that you didn't do during regular time?
Well, everybody could get a job that wanted one. You know, you know, they needed help. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I don't really know, you know, if anything were done different. Mm-hmm.
Didn't y'all move in together?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I moved in, we lived in Gunnellsville when Granddad went in service. Mm-hmm. And Daddy and a sister and a brother. Mm-hmm. We all moved in together. I had Linda, you know, I already had Linda, and I hadn't looked after her.
While you worked.
Uh-huh.
What, was there a lot of women in the mill during the war?
Yes, there's lots.
Was it mostly women, or
I guess there was more women than there were men working.
Well, most of the men were older men, weren't they?
Uh-huh, yes.
Let's see. So, when the war was over, you went back, quit work?
Yes, when the fight came through, I quit work.
Did you enjoy working in the mill?
I sure did.
Did you really want to go back?
No, I really didn't want to. Mm-hmm. But I did, you know, to raise the children. To be how many children. Mm-hmm.
So you had three kids after the war.
Uh-huh.
Were they born in the houses, or?
They're born right here in this house.
Uh-huh. Did the...
We've lived here since Frank came out of service.
Let's see. Y'all bought this house from the mill, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
What year did you buy the house?
I don't remember.
Around the 60s.
Yeah. Frank, in the 60s, did we buy this house? I guess it was in the 60s.
I guess that's what he said.
Early 50s. I can't remember that.
Is there anything else you can tell me about living in the mill village?
I can remember that we had electricity before most people did, you know.
Did he? So things were pretty good here.
Yeah, things were pretty good for us.
Yeah. Thank you, Mama. My name is Shane Bird. I'm interviewing my mother, Peggy Bird, on Life in the Mill Village. It is the 7th of March, 1995. Mother, when were you born?
November the 4th, 1952.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had two older sisters and one older, younger brother.
What do you remember about living in the mill?
I think the one thing I remember the most about living in the mill village from the time I was young and even as I got older, I remember a whistle blowing. And the whistle blew at the beginning of every shift, first, second, and third shift. And I remember the houses all looking almost alike, except as the years went on, when they needed painting, people would paint them different colors. That kind of made them a little unique. Houses were all in a row. There was First Street, Second Street, and Third Street. We lived on First Street.
How long did you live in the village?
Well, I lived 17 years until I got married. I got married when I was 17, so I lived there until I got married.
Did the mill provide any special activities for the kids of mill workers?
Well,
did they provide any places to play or anything along those?
When I was real young, they would, like the baby. I don't remember it, but Mother has pictures of Christmas parties, and they would have Christmas parties for the families and give gifts to the children. The thing I remember is that there was a ballpark, and we would all go to the ballpark and play baseball this summer months. And they had a place right across the road from our house. We lived on the corner, and there was a place where they would divide the land into plots for people to have gardens. And Daddy had a garden.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Albertville.
Did the mail help out the schools that you remember?
I don't know if they did, by the time I started school. But, I just went to a regular public school. The buses were Albertville. Well, it's really Marshall County schools then. It was the same school system that the other children who lived in Appleton went to.
How about church? Did the mill help the church out where you went? Where'd you go to church? Did it help?
I went to church at Saratoga Methodist Church, and it wasn't right across the road, but you could see the mill from the church. And the church was named after Saratoga Victory Mills. And it, when the church was built and everything, the mill did have the church then.
As you were growing up, were most of the houses still occupied by mill workers?
By the time I got old enough to remember, when I was growing up, most of them were still occupied by mill workers. Even as I got married, when I got married, 17, most of them were still occupied by people who worked in the mill.
Did your mother work?
No, mother never did work. When I was born, she worked before I was born, before one of my older sisters was born, but not after I was born.
Did you ever feel like any of the people of the town of Albertville looked down on the kids of the mill workers or the mill workers themselves?
Sometimes I did. I think the majority of the people didn't look down on us, but as I got to be a teenager, people would refer, you'd say, where do you live? And it was in the mill village. I actually had an experience where I was dating a boy and his mother didn't want him to date me. And later on I found out that it was because I lived in the mill village. So I'm sure there were some people who looked down on us, but I think the majority just knew they were hard people who worked hard.
Looking back on everything, how do you feel about having grown up and your father working on the mill?
Oh, looking back now, I'm glad I grew up in Mill Village. Because I feel like mother and daddy still live in the same house I grew up in. I'm real glad I grew up in Mill Village because I think it was a nice place to live, good community.
Did you feel differently about it then when you were growing up?
Not really. I don't think I did. There may have been times, I wished we lived in a nicer house, but I don't think it was because we lived in the mill village. I think it's just, a little bigger and nicer house.
When you got old enough to work, did you ever think about working in the mill?
No, Daddy never wanted us to work in the mill. He always wanted us to do better than he did. I think he was glad he always had a good job in the mill, and he made a decent living and everything, but he always wanted us to do better. And as I was growing up, we all knew we were going to college. Daddy made it very plain that we were going to go to college, and he wanted us to all have it easier and not have to work as hard as he did.
To your knowledge, does the mill and still operate now?
Yes, it does.
How has the mill village changed over the years?
Well, they built onto the original mill, made it larger, and then several blocks away on land that was not originally in the mill village, they built another part of the mill. The houses, Urban Renewal came in and gave people low interest loans to remodel the houses, so all of the houses do not look alike now. A lot of the people that live in the houses now do not work in the mill. Things like that. Some of the people that worked in the mill when Daddy did have retired, like Daddy has, and they still live in the mill village in the same house.
Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell them about growing up in the mill village?
Not really, other than, you know, I think it was a good way of life. I respect the job that my daddy had and respect how hard he worked to provide for us. A lot of times my daddy worked on Saturdays to get the overtime because there were four children in the family. But we always had a good living. Now that mother and daddy are retired, they have a retirement. They have an insurance policy, you know, and everything. Throws a nail. And I really look back on my childhood as a very happy time.
Did any of your brothers or sisters end up working in the mill?
No one did. We all